Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu nahi an ityan al kuhani wal munajjimina wal urrafi wa ashab al ramli wa tawariq bil hasa wa bil sha'iri wa nahwi dhalik. The chapter on the prohibition of going to fortune tellers, astrologers, diviners, geomancers, and those who take omens by casting stones, barley, etc. In other words, the chapter on the prohibition of going to those people that will predict what's going to happen to you in the future. Now, this is not something that Shariat likes, Shariat allows for, because the knowledge of the unseen is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No diviner, no astrologer, no fortune teller has the knowledge of the unseen, of what's going to happen in the future. This is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we are going to someone to tell us what's going to happen in the future. This is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What knowledge is by Allah ta'ala, that's only for Allah ta'ala, that remains with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can claim that he's got that knowledge. And nobody should go to that type of person that is claiming that he has the knowledge of the future. So before we do today's hadith, just to understand the background of what happens as far as fortune telling is concerned, and as far as the information of the fortune tellers that they get, how this information works, then we'll be able to understand this hadith very easy. So fortune telling entails providing information of future events and claiming to have the knowledge of the unseen. This was very, very common in the time of Jahiliyat, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The jinns would proceed to the heavens and eavesdrop on the conversation of the angels regarding matters which had been decreed in the heavens. Those matters that had been decreed in the heavens, the angels now would be discussing it. The jinnat would go from here, the shayateen would go, and they would eavesdrop and they would try and get some information. When they would get this information, they would now relate it. The jinnat would relate it to the fortune tellers. The fortune tellers would then add lies to it and convey it to the people. In other words, get it many times to get the people to listen to what they would like to listen. So they would add a lot of lies to it, mix masala, everything, to what the shayateen have brought and eavesdropped, got some information, they mixed a lot of lies and they would convey it to the people. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nubuwat, the jinn were prevented from growing up to the heavens by being pelted with a blazing flame. Every time the jinnat, after the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his nubuwat, every time the jinnat would try to come up, they would get pelted with a blazing flame, something like what we may have seen, a star, what we call it, falling star, a star that is flaming and it's falling down. So that is something like that. They are being hit with missiles of flames. So these jinnat then thereafter would stop going up. Why? Because every time they try to go up, they're being pelted with a blazing flame. So now, just to understand this background, when we hear this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then things will fit into perspective. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أناس عن الكهان فقال ليسوا بشيء فقالوا يا رسول الله إنهم يحدثون أحيانا بشيء فيكون حقا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلك الكلمة من الحق يخطفها الجني فيقرها في أذن وليه فيخلطون معها منه كذبة متفق عليه. وفي رواية للبخاري عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الملائكة تنزل في العنان وهو السحاب فتذكر الأمر قضي في السماء فيسترق الشيطان السمع فيسمعه فيوحيه إلى الكهان فيكذبون معها مئة كذبة من عند أنفسهم. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that some people had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about fortune tellers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, there is no truth to them. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, so he replied, there is no truth to these fortune tellers. So these people that had asked, they replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they sometimes inform us of certain things which turn out to be true. So now this was the query they got. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there is no truth in them, but they are finding that sometimes that these fortune tellers are telling them something and it's turning out to be true. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, That is a word of truth which the jinn picked up and then cast it into the ear of his friend, being the fortune tellers, who then pollute it with 100 lies. They mix it up with 100 lies, and that's how they present it. In other words, they got the bits of information. They take in those bits of information, they're adding a lot of lies to it, and they're presenting it as a lot of information. So another hadith of Bukhari Sharif, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the angels descend to the clouds and discuss a matter which has been decided in the heavens. Shaitan eavesdrops and he hears it. He conveys it to the fortune tellers, who then pollute it with 100 lies from their side. This hadith is mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So therefore Muslims are prohibited from going to fortune tellers, palm readers, astrologers, gypsies, horoscope readers and so forth, because they claim of having knowledge of the unseen, and because of the information they provide is generally false. There was one person, so to speak, a bogus peer. You get a bogus peer, in other words, who makes all sorts of claims. That whenever his murid would ask him some question, was a very wealthy person, would ask him some question, so he'll say, just wait for a moment, I'm looking into Madina Sharif, and I'll get your answer for you. Whatever you're asking, I'm getting it directly from Madina Sharif. I get the vision of the unseen. And very often he'll tell the people also that I get the vision of the unseen and I know what's happening with the unseen. So this, people started taking to him now, because here there's somebody that's getting information of the unseen. Generally you find simple people, they take to people like this. So his wife wanted to teach, the wife wanted to teach the husband a lesson that don't be so gullible, that he's just saying that he's getting vision of Madina Sharif and he can see so far, and whatever he's getting, he's bringing in, he's getting information from the unseen. So she said, listen, do me a favor, invite this sheikh home for meals. So the husband got very happy that, yeah, the sheikh is going to come home for meals. He got very excited. He called the sheikh and come sit, have meals. So what she did was, she prepared mince plow for this person to eat. And the way she served it was, she kept the mince right under and she kept the rice on the top and served it like that. So if when it came in front, it looked like it was just rice that was there. So the sheikh now, he dished out the rice and he's waiting. So he's asking this murid that, when is the tarkari coming? Waiting for the tarkari to come. So the message came from the behind the curtain that, tell your sheikh that if he can't even see the mince under the rice, how can he see Madina Sharif and unseen? So then he taught the husband a lesson. They don't fall for people like this. Simple mince and plow, you can't see under the mince, under the rice. He's waiting for the curry to come. So therefore you find that there are many people like this that claim to have knowledge of the unseen. The lesson that we are taught from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ya'alamu al-ghayba illa hu. That nobody has the knowledge of the unseen illa hu, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we shouldn't fall for these types of people who take a lot of money, etc., but they're giving wrong information, as we can see from the hadith. Now and then they'll get it right, but doesn't mean what they're doing is right. It's completely forbidden to go to such people. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil